Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar.
Chess.
I've cheated death.
Whoa, what went down?
Well, the drive-in with the Blizzard of the Century.
Ah, yeah, not so bad death. Out there.
No, it's actually not so bad. Even though they're going to get the amount of snowfall right, I believe what they did is they really blew the timetable.
Yeah.
It was supposed to start snowing at like 3:30 or 4 this morning.
Started a little early.
It was just starting to snow when I left my house. It wasn't so bad. So here we are. I know I'm here. Oscar, you are here. Matt Bloom is here.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Rob Ford is here with his dirty mind.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone else will be joining us today. Look, there's something ethereal forming in the sky.
Is that hail?
And, if I'm not mistaken, the unmistakable scent of birthday cake.
Ah! It was... It was Thursday's birthdays.
Yeah. Now, as I look in the sky, all I can see is...
No, let the clouds part.
Yeah, it's... Oh, my
pot
God.
Clouds.
Look
at this. Clouds.
Silly little clouds, pop yourselves. Yes, and I am Jack Cassidy.
Jack, it's good to see you on this, your
floating
birthday.
Floating above you, floating high above you, looking down on all of you with your blizzard and your snow and your tires and your skids and all your crashes. And I don't have to worry about that because I'm above all of it. Yes, I am a spirit.
Yes, you are.
I am a spirit god floating high above all of you.
And you are in heaven? Is that the
yes,
deal?
Yes, I am. Not
Is
exactly.
that the deal?
I can't exactly tell you where I am.
Okay.
It's not, I wouldn't call it. Heaven, I would call it a spiritual existence. Jack Cassidy!
Maybe a waiting room?
Yeah, purgatory.
Can I ask a question of you?
Yes, I'll entertain a
I
question.
Understand since I passed away, the only people keeping my name alive are all of you wonderful boys
yes.
on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm very, very curious, how is my merchandise selling? Those crazy t-shirts? I'm Jack Cassidy!
Hey, you know what? The merchandise we're having a hard time keeping it on the shelf.
Yeah. Ah, that's wonderful. I'm so, so very,
because
very happy.
We have no shelves. There's plenty of t-shirts
Are
left,
Are you
though.
Poking fun at me, Spiewak?
There's...
You bald, beautiful man, you. Jack Cassidy.
Hey, I've got a question for you. In your purgatory up there, are you still sexually adventurous?
Oh, of course I am. Yes, I am. You can do just about anything with impunity. Jack Cassidy.
Oscar Santana here.
Hello there. What a lovely black parka you're wearing. Chilly in D.C., Oscar. Jack Cassidy.
Did you hear your son David on the Tony Perkins Show?
No, I didn't have the opportunity. I don't listen to other podcasts, unfortunately. The only podcast I listen to is TMOS, because they're the only ones that sell the Jack Cassidy t-shirts. I'm Jack Cassidy. How are you?
So what if we could get like the Joe and Rob Show to sell your t-shirts? Would you listen to them?
No.
You know,
my heart
love.
Is true. My heart is true. My heart is there for only you, Jack Cassidy.
Do you know who you would love? You would love Mickey Coachella.
I love you.
No,
I love
no.
you,
hey,
you
hey,
big
hey.
Ball, ball of wonderful man flesh. That's
I never
I
thought I would be your type. I always thought you'd go more for the Charles Nelson.
It's not necessarily the outside package. It's really what's inside. And your depth of knowledge of pop culture gets me all a quiver, Jack Cassidy.
I always thought you'd go after someone else in an ascot. You know.
Now, actually, there are only two of you on the TMOS bandwagon that I really care for.
Who?
It is you, Spiewak.
Right.
You know. that.
Yes, of course.
I sent you letters. We correspond with the pen. And, of course, Tony Bloom. I'm a massive fan of Tony Bloom.
Tony.
He has the body of Fred Astaire and the throat of Humphrey Bogart.
Whoa. Yes. Now,
Jack Cassidy.
Funny you would bring that up, because that brings me back to Mickey. Mickey is into vaping the way you used to be into cigarette holders.
And who would this Mickey be?
He's on another podcast.
Mickey Rooney?
No, not Mickey Rooney. Mickey Coachella.
Mitzi Gaynor? I'm not sure.
That didn't even say
Joey Mitzi. Heatherton?
Didn't say Joey Heatherton.
Cesar Romero, Frank Gorshin, any of my contemporaries?
How about Lola Falana?
Lola, she was a showgirl. And you know, I was so happy the day Peter Allen joined me up here. Oh, he is magnificent. That man, Mr. Broadway, Peter Allen.
Boy, yes, he has a way with a song, doesn't he?
At the Copacabana, I gave him all of my very best cigarette lighters when they came up here. Yes, sir.
How many did you have?
I have a collection of over 437 Zippos.
That seems extraordinary.
Yes. Now, all sorts of wonderful engravings and designs, gifts over the years, just delightful. Desi Arnaz gave me a beautiful Cuban Zippo embroidered with the countenance of Fidel Castro that I thought was magnificent. Now, he was not a Red. Don't get me wrong.
No, of course
Desi
not.
Arnaz was a Cuban national patriot, and he was very disappointed when Castro took over that country, but he smuggled out the lighter from a friend of his, and I thought it was a wonderful keepsake.
Now, do you have the internet up there?
The internet?
Yeah, I guess not. I just want to tell people on.
I'm sorry. The internet, I was long since dead when that little creation came along. I like to call people via the telephone. I like to communicate some messages via telegram. That's one of my primary modes.
Telegram.
Absolutely.
Western
yes.
Union closed down.
I will tell you this, Rob Spiewak. If I could communicate solely from telegram with all of you, I would do. I would send each of you a telegram. I would say, Big Bald Rob, stop. Great job on the show. Stop. Keep up good work. Stop. Oscar Santana, stop. Just stop. Jack Cassidy. Jack Cassidy.
You know, Jack, since you're up there with so many great performers, I was wondering if you might today favor us with a song.
Oh, I'd love to. All right. Here we are. All right, this is a little ditty that I heard in a cabaret in Morocco years and years ago.
Because you had a cabaret act, didn't you?
I had a cabaret act, and I would come out with some of the old classics from the 30s. 5'2", eyes of blue, and what those 5 feet could do. Has anybody seen my... Jack Cassidy!
If you sang at that tempo, was your cabaret act very long?
Oh, it was a long 4.5 hours.
Oh, that's too long.
4.5 hours, and we had martini specials, and by the third act, the audience was totally bombed. That's right, drunk as sailors, and I loved every minute. Of course, everyone was smoking. If you were not a smoker when you walked into that cabaret, you were certainly addicted when you left. Jack Cassidy! That's wonderful. And then, of course, we'd retire to my Hollywood Hills home
post-mortem,
as it were, Jack Cassidy. And then I'd stay up even after all the guests had left. And, of course, that was my undoing as I sat in my easy chair with my cigarette burning and poof! The next thing I know, I was a human tostada, Jack Cassidy.
Oh, you're referring to the fire when you yelled poof. I thought you were describing yourself.
That's very nice. Okay, I understand that. Does it really, does it make you feel more of a man to be derogatory, Jack Cassidy?
More of a what?
A derogatory. I'm more of a man.
A man.
A man.
Do you miss,
a man.
Do you miss many of your coworkers like Peter Falk?
Peter Falk. Oh, Columbo. performing with Peter Falk was one of the great moments of my life. I loved Peter Falk. Columbo was the greatest television detective of all mankind. Don't you think so, Jack Cassidy?
He was very good, but what about his eye?
Well, of course, he had a blind eye, and I think he took his handicap, and he did very well with it, Jack Cassidy. I also like Dennis Weaver. Dennis Weaver as MacLeod was
very
wonderful.
Good.
Absolutely terrific. But my all-time favorite was a lady, Angie Dickinson.
Yes,
Angie Dickinson as Pepper in Policewoman was just magnificent. And, of course, I loved all those frivolous little shows like Love American Style and The Love Boat. Oh, Gavin MacLeod. was there any man that did Bald and Gray better than Gaffin McLeod?
Did you also Cassidy. Like him as Murray Slaughter?
No, did not care for that. Not like any of those Mary Tyler Moore. She was just, she thought she could parade around in her little tight capri pants and just be bitchy to everybody. Well, I got news for you, MTM Productions. I'm not having any.
Speaking of stuff you didn't care for, will you speak to your legendary feud you had with McMillan and Wife?
McMillan and Wife was just a sad, sad time for me. Rock Hudson gave me the cold shoulder as soon as I came out to Los Angeles.
Sure.
And I gave him the cold shoulder about halfway through. So we never had a speaking relationship, and it was very, very frustrating. And of course, I suppose that all of his dilemma was because he was closeted. Jack Cassidy.
Now, if you were still alive and you were still in Hollywood, you know where I see you is on a reality show. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, I know you have those now. Everyone wants to be a star. Well, let me tell you something, Pally.
Yes.
To be a star, you have to work yourself up through the system. You have to audition. You have to screen test. You have to kowtow to the biggest stars in Hollywood, and you have to do your very, very best at it. And then suddenly, if the lucky stick hits you, you may get that opportunity to shine brightly like a phoenix rising from the ashes of your previous defeats and shine on the screen, Jack.
So you would never ever do a reality show?
No, I would never do a reality show unless it paid well. And then, of course, I would see the producers and do what I did back in 1950s Hollywood.
Which is?
Sleep myself to the top.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So how does it work?
It uses a very simple interface that scans through the alphabet and selects each letter one at a time. I mean, using this technique, the professor can expect to write about 4 words per minute.
Good. Better than 1 a minute.
Yes, and what I've done is taken the components from a telephone answering system, actually, to convert the written text into synthesized speech. I mean, the voice sounds a little bit robotic, but should we give it a try?
Great.
Here's the clicker.
Right hand.
There you go. Welcome to the future.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
It's American.
Is that a problem?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios from sunny southwest Marigold, Florida, in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services, and we are heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, and on your mobile device, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by CH Wine. I showed you that delicious cab that I got 12 bottles of for only $15. Cameron Hughes Wine is a terrific company because they find premium vineyards that have just a teeny tiny little extra supply. Then what they do is they buy the extra and they sell those exceptional wines at great everyday prices. That means you can get a $100 bottle of wine for $15, $20, $25. Some of Cameron's awesome cabs just received gold medals and are rated at over 90 points. So if you're a good old wine drinker like I am and you can get them at a fraction of the cost, why wouldn't you do that? A big name 90-point bottle at chwine.com. Now, their average bottle costs about $15. That's what I paid when I bought my case of wine. And the bottles are winning awards, and some are rated over 90 points. It's high-end, fantastic wine, priced at everyday drinking prices. Try it, and you'll be hooked like we are. Plus, having wine brought to your door sure beats going out to the wine store. If you're having a party and you want to serve a lot of wine at it, everybody knows what it's like hauling those cases of wine upstairs or into your house. They deliver it to you at
CHWine.com. But, Mike, that must cost a fortune because wine is so heavy.
Not with free shipping, Mr. Doof!
That's right, free shipping. Listen up. Visit chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left and enter TMOS. Save a ton of money on shipping and get fantastic wine delivered right to your door. Boom, bam.
Boom, bam.
That's chwine.com. You click the mic and you enter TMOS for free shipping. chwine.com. Don't wait. You need to try this wine now. It's amazing. This offer will not last. The free shipping alone is well, fantastic.
Yeah.
And I have been watching a parade of Cameron Hughes wine come to the O'Meara household. I'm sorry that our friend Suzanne had her flight canceled
today.
No. So she will not be joining us down here. And she sent some wine.
Are you offering a full refund?
She sent some wine down in advance of her trip. And Suzanne, we're drinking it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Meanwhile, Mike is drinking enough wine. He's building a guest house out of corks.
Well, how is it, fellas? I mean, I'm not there
easy
anymore.
Ride and, easy ride in. They blew
the
it. You
last
know what? They always
big
blow
storm.
Something.
Right.
They always blow something. I think they're going to get the amounts right.
That's going to be tough getting home.
It is going to be it'll be a slow ride home. The thing that they messed up, thank goodness, is that the it started probably 3.5 or 4 hours later than they originally called it. But I think it's going to snow until about 6 o'clock tonight.
I will never, ever not think that there is some sort of evil conspiracy. I really think
they talk about whom versus whom?
Ratings.
Well, because ratings skyrocket local news when there's a snowstorm. So it really behooves them 2 or 3 days out to start hyping something.
Yeah.
And I think they do it on the national level as well. Look, and they have a saying down here that the Florida forecast was brought to you by the Florida Board of Tourism.
Yes, because it's the sun and fun capital of the world.
And I believe that, too, because you'll sit there and you'll see 10 days with 85 degrees and sunny temperatures, and then you'll go out one day and you've got horrible rain showers and it's about 68 degrees. And I'm like, well, that's not what the forecast said. And somebody said to me, well, that forecast brought to you by the Florida Board of Tourism.
So they lie.
Look, who knows? I don't trust these guys, and I've never trusted them up in D.C.
I think it's easy math. One, look, we've lived here long enough to say, as I was watching the news yesterday, whether it hits us or it doesn't hit us, I'm watching, right?
Because
I need to know as much as information as I can to be prepared for the worst and hope for the best.
Well, you see, the thing where that separates Oscar from me is that when they do that live, that is the last bastion of really great, bad local TV.
for entertainment.
Yeah, when they have 2 hours with Matt Ackland on Channel 5, I'm glued to it because they just have to keep recycling the same 5 sentences of copy. And that's when really funny stuff happens.
Pat Collins has
his snow stick.
Here's the other narrative that goes in the other direction. I'm watching this on the national TV shows that are on in the morning where they come on and they say, the last, winter's last gap. BS.
Yeah, you're
I've
right.
I've lived in Washington, D.C. long enough to know you don't, or on the Northeast, you don't count on that just because you're going to get a week next week where temperature's going to moderate a little bit.
No.
I mean, it's incredible that I guess Boston yesterday had the first day where it was 40 degrees. And,
because Kathy was back. She brought it with her.
The warmth of my sister. Absolutely.
Light emanating from her head.
I talked to my brother just yesterday because he just got back to Boston, right? Because he was in Latin America.
They're out of their mind. They're really out of their mind.
There are. And
they called him. They said, please come to Boston.
Put this into rich people problems. He's like, oh, man. And look, my brother's going to sound like a big douche when I tell you this, but he's not. He's like a really nice guy.
Not even
a hardworking doctor. He's a hardworking doctor, so he's earned his money.
Like, and they have a nice penthouse in Back Bay or wherever it is.
He's not even the biggest douche in the family.
And, and he says, you won't believe what happened. We got back from Latin America, and now the jacuzzi hot tub is on the fritz. And I said,
oh, no!
And I said, what do you mean on the fritz? He said, well, it's really not working. I should really call it broken. And I said, well, can someone come fix it? I imagine all that snow packed up on your deck isn't good either, right?
Right.
And he says, yeah, but it's going to cost us to get it fixed. And I'm like, so basically you just want to buy a new one. He said, yeah. I said, how the F do they get that up there? He goes, a crane. And I said,
oh my God.
I was like, do you even use it enough to pay a crane to drop off a hot tub on top of your house? Now I got to hang up because I'm disgusted.
So he is in, you say he is in a penthouse. Is he in a brownstone or is he in an apartment building?
No, he's on the 14th floor of whatever building. Yes.
He is on the 14th floor and they brought like a hot tub up to his deck?
When he bought the place, it already had a hot tub. You stare at the Prudential Building. It's beautiful when you're up there and it's warm.
I would imagine that
I'm speechless. I swear to God, I'm speechless.
This is where Oscar will not sweat the details with questions. With it.
No, they built my house without a crane. They had a step ladder and plywood.
Just ladders and plywood.
Meanwhile, it's like, you know, Oscar's family is building the Capitol. They're removing statues. They're putting hot tubs up there. They're
now,
doing
my
the
question
vaulting.
Would be, I would assume then that having hot tubs on the patio,
yes.
He has an outdoor patio. That's
yes.
where his hot tub.
Yes.
That was maybe part of the standard issue for some of those buildings. Would I be correct in that? Because would other of the expensive apartments there, would they have, or is it a condo?
No, it's a condo.
Well, you get
it's
a choice. Condo, right? Yes. You get a choice.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's two.
What did you have a choice of, Rob?
Well, you can get the standard entry-level hot tub. You can step up or get the helipad. I mean, these are all different things you can get. Or, of course, you could have a solid chocolate home. All of these things are available.
14th floor. It's not like you just say, by the way, let's go out and get a new one.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Again,
I would think that'd be difficult.
We were doing a cost analysis on that because we were trying to figure out what it was going to cost in 5 years for the actual a new hot tub, how long that hot tub's been there, because when they bought the place, it was there. Their neighbor
Let
does
me,
not.
Yes. Hold on. I'm gonna add it up because I price things.
Some rough O'Mara math.
Yeah. I'm not the mathematician of the group, but I price things up all the time. I really do.
How big of a hot tub is it? For how many people?
Six people.
Oh, do you know the weight of that?
Okay, let's
the water is in it.
Oh, I got it.
Let's say $8,500 for the hot tub. Okay, let's say $8,500.
Where are you coming up with this number?
I mean, just that's your standard hot tub.
I think they're like around 5K, but okay.
Well, yeah.
You know what? I'll clear it.
Okay,
clear
5K.
Right. $4,800 if you pay cash.
$5,000.
Yes.
Then you have crane rental. I'm going to say $15,000.
Yeah, now here's another. Let's pause here because when I see construction going on in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
It always blows my mind because it's hard enough to just drive here, park, and do your thing. When they do construction, they're bringing in wood and lumber and cement trucks and stuff.
I'm going to be as conservative as I can. I'm going to say for the hour or whatever it would take to get that crane out there, I'm going to say $1,500.
Oh, that's the bargain of a lifetime. Because keep in mind, Mike, a crane has to be set up. Right. This is not also
a
crane.
Hold on. That's the crane itself, okay? Labor,
$2,500.
Because they are downtown Boston, literally, right? So the crane, it's not like setting up a bounce
castle in
the suburbs. This is going to disrupt traffic.
Then installation of the tub itself, that's another $2,000.
It all adds up, Mike. I'm with
you. Hold on. Now I'm just okay. So and then
is he
going
to upgrade to the one that has the time machine?
Oh, you got to have the trucking fee to get the crane over there.
That's
gonna
right.
$1,000 right there.
It might be cheaper, Mike. I don't know if there's any unions in Boston.
Right. And so you get that. Then the offloading guys. That's going to be $500.
Yeah, you got to tip them.
Yeah,
light them up. Make everybody happy.
Oh, don't you have to pay off the super too?
Yeah. So you don't
say
a word.
This is your surprise and hidden expense here. To get your hot tub to the 14th floor, insurance, $150,000.
Yeah, exactly. It's a one-for-one insurance policy.
So I think he'll be able to get that hot tub into his 14th floor penthouse for $162,500.
That's
I think he should be fine with that.
You can't put a price on comfort, though. It's huge.
I'll tell you, as we were having this conversation, I insulted him twice, and then I said, hey, man, what about just kind of like a cornhole bags setup instead of a hot tub? Like, do you use it enough? And he said, Oscar, we're not in college anymore.
That's true.
I really don't you think he's got to get that repaired? There's no way you're popping a brand new hot tub. It doesn't happen
with a
14th floor penthouse.
With that much money, you got to keep in mind, Mike, that it's going to cost him $98. For 50 pounds of chlorine from Amazon.
Rob got that. That was a legitimate expense.
Yeah, he has the price in front of him.
He got the price off of Amazon.
So,
you did that.
While some are suffering, others are suffering in their
own. Some are suffering. Some are suffering. Not the people at the crane company, but some are suffering.
My sister told me that in Boston, some of the brownstones that she sees that have issues with their drainage, where the water has poured out of the gutters and come down, and it's cascaded all over the front of the brownstone, and the entire building is obscured with a wall of snow and ice.
Oh, my God.
Let it go.
God.
Frozen.
People tunnel out. People tunnel out to get to their cars.
You can't even find parking. People have ditched their cars for weeks now. They're just, they've been sitting
there. Cars have been unused.
How many cars has your brother been?
Oh, they have a garage. Right?
Of course they do. Can you get the crane out and get my car for me from the garage?
But he does good work. What kind of medicine does he practice again?
He's an anesthesiologist.
Anesthesia puts people to sleep.
Yeah. Sure.
There you go.
That's right. So is his wife, Mike. Dual income. Very important.
Dual anesthesiologist, which to my, for my money, probably the highest paid doctors.
They do very well, yes.
Anesthesiologists. They do very, very well.
When he gifted me stock for Christmas, I said, well, you're doing very well. I appreciate that.
He gave you stock.
Yes. Solar City, baby. We're going to make some money off the sun.
What city?
Solar City. It's a company.
Do they have cranes?
Solar City, we'll warm your house and we'll get that hot tub 14 floors up in a crane. Should be a lot of fun. All right. I want to talk about my favorite television show and something that is truly delivering this year, and they deserve a rave. They don't need any help from us, but we're going to give it to them anyway. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Get home.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Rob, you had a discovery you talked about on the Dulles
toll road. I'm driving on the toll road, and as I get to, I believe, Reston Parkway, one of the toll booths to my right, the door is open, and the guy that is running the toll booth, I guess he's the manager, he's sweeping, and do you know what he has in there? A toilet.
Oh, really? My God.
He's got a toilet in the toll booth?
The toll booth. I know there is a law that if you have a restaurant that provides sit-down service, you have to have a bathroom for your patrons. So there's probably something for the other side as well.
But there's also public indecency laws. You can't just take a while you're handing something to someone.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
We have told you, ladies and gentlemen, about Vistaprint for years and years. And it still amazes me that they're able to do what so many others try to do, but do it so cost-effectively.
Yes.
And that's why we love Vistaprint.com. And I think a lot of people realize it's the only game in town when it comes to getting your business cards. Just $9.99 for 500 business cards. When you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout, that's $9.99 for 500 business cards. Vistaprint makes it fun. They make it easy. You can create a card that's right for you. I've done them. Rob's done them. Oscar's done them.
Yep.
We all made our cards at Vistaprint. They always turn out great, and if they don't, if there's even the slightest thing wrong with your card, they will make it right for you and send the whole batch back, and they will give you 500 more. That's the way it works. There's Rob's right there. He's holding up his Vistaprint card.
Solid.
You can upgrade to their signature stock. You can get yourself a fancy finish. You can get raised print, and most importantly, you can make it your own, and you can promote your business the right way. Vistaprint also has everything from marketing materials to custom apparel, and all of it is 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right for you. 500 business cards on sale, $9.99. There's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use the promo code TMOS to get this offer and do it today.
Right on.
And I keep saying I really like my business cards, the last batch that I made with the Vistaprint, but at that price point, I'd like to... You know, I wish I was a little more savvy in the graphic department, you know, so I
can... Well, you don't have to. Have you seen the templates?
Any picture.
I know. I'm going to try it. I'm going to do a new one, but, you know, I like it.
Like, it's listen and you'll get it.
That's what I say.
It is.
I say listen and you'll get it. That's on my cards with just MikeOMaraShow.com.
And then how
about all I have on my card.
Comedy and tragedy masks.
Do you have the website on there?
What's that?
Do you have the website?
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Okay, just want to make sure. Do you have your Twitter handle?
What?
Your Twitter and Facebook?
No.
Oh.
Do you have a photograph of yourself?
I don't even know my Twitter handle.
It's Michael S. O'Mara. You set it up.
But I don't remember that. My Facebook stuff goes to my Twitter. I don't tweet.
Yeah, but you have to have it.
You technically do, though, because I see your updates. I follow you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, my updates come from my Facebook updates.
But you're on Twitter. You are on Twitter.
I am on Twitter, yes. But the fact is my Twitter is connected. my Twitter is connected to my tweet.
Right.
No, my Twitter is connected to my Facebook.
That's true. Now you're learning.
Now you're
you're making me confused now. You're starting to get me all confused.
No, you're okay. But you should have your Twitter handle on there so people that are just on Twitter will see what you put on Facebook.
And they can follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Okay, so I've got that.
That went well.
I've got that, and it's good. Can I talk about something we can all agree on?
Sure.
House of Cards.
I love it.
The best television show is not on normal television, ladies and gentlemen. The best television show now is on, I have to say it, it's on Netflix. Netflix, yep. Not an advertiser, but I have to tell you that this show it's better television than you get on HBO. It's better television than you get on the networks. I just love this show. Is it broad? Is it a little over the top? Yeah, but do you get the feeling this season? And I've only watched a couple of episodes.
Right.
Do you get the sensation they've dialed him down a little bit? They've made him a little less broad. I think made it more credible, which makes it so much better to me.
One thing they've done is in the first two episodes, there's not as much of him as there has been in the past. I'm hoping we get more of him because we're talking about President Underwood, Kevin Spacey.
Right.
But
Frank
the first episode is so focused on the that guy that breaks his own arm. That's nice.
Yeah,
get much.
Are you
Underwood.
Like me? Are you like me? I have no memory of really how the last season ended.
I was just drawing parallels, Mike. You're the president. You're Underwood, right? Pony is his henchman that broke his arm and was in love with that rando.
Right.
That's the way I look at it, right? If you're looking at tertiary. Rob is Underwood's wife.
Nice.
That's just the way that works.
Kind of hot.
You know what I mean?
We have similar haircuts.
Who are you?
I'm Remy. I take care of business.
Yeah. Respect that. You made yourself the toughest, coolest guy on the show.
What a jerk.
What a shocker that is. What a shocker.
And
that
Rob
is.
Ford is that
senator?
No, ambiguously sexual.
The Secret Service
Secret
guy.
Service agent that's
for
in the
threesome.
Because
he'd
definitely make out with you, Mike.
Oh, yeah. But think of really, if you really want to stick to that parallel, think of that threesome. It's me and Mike and Rob Ford.
Do you think that would stop Ford? He looks both of you like you're a piece of cheesesteak.
Yeah.
You know, there are, and rare is the woman, and you will say this in Hollywood, that as she ages, she manages to get hotter
and hotter.
Mm-hmm. And Robin Wright Penn is,
Robin Wright Penn?
Well, I think it's Robin Wright Penn.
I think she kept the pen.
Yeah.
As I think she kept the pen. Yeah, I'm going to make sure.
Look it up. See what it is.
It didn't have a chain
Robin
on
Wright,
it.
So she kept Claire, the pen. She plays Claire, Frank Underwood's the first lady.
Claire.
There is a sexy that she gives off that's unlike any woman on television.
Robin Wright, that's all she has.
Robin Wright, that's what she is.
Robin
now.
All Wright, am I right, ladies? but it's the power. It's the power of the character, I think. And they are so, you know, she is a behind-the-scenes power player in the show. But she's
like
as much a part of the
behind the scenes,
hey,
if you know what I mean.
Am I right, ladies?
Didn't they dial up Kevin Spacey's weight? Like, it's more believable that he's president and he's clearly eaten a couple donuts this past season, right?
He gained a few LBs, and his face got a little puffy.
Yeah.
He looked
president.
The stress of the office, Mike.
He's presidential, right. Mike. He'll have the penne spicy.
Here's what's great about it. He was the evil Frank Underwood that schemed his way into the White House.
Senator.
And now, you know, I don't want to give away everything, but it's not really going that well for him.
Oh,
and
it's going horribly.
I think that makes this season so much more compelling. Mm-hmm. And I admire, look, I take these television shows very seriously when I love them. And when you realized, I think this all started for me with Breaking Bad, when you realized that it's so difficult to get that formula just right.
Yep.
It's like an incredibly fine gourmet dish. It doesn't happen overnight. It requires a lot of ingredients and a lot of planning. And they've done it, and I think they've done it again. And I just think when something gets a lot of hype, like House of Cards did,
yeah,
it's just really refreshing when they offer something that I'm completely riveted.
It's
the
delivery.
Only thing I'm trying to do, I got so many people running in and out of this house right now, and I got a 19-month-old. I can't get any time to watch it. I didn't get a second to watch that show yesterday.
It's what I call pause it TV. Is that, you know, if you're watching something, say, like, you know, a situation comedy, it can really be on in the background.
Yes.
You can follow it. But a show like this, and I think the first one for me like this was The Sopranos, is that you want to hang on every word because everything that's written is so solid that if Carrie talks, and she does, you pause it and you rewind it because you don't want to miss one line because that one line could be important. And you're right. It's really bad if you can't focus on this
one. And it's so well written that you sit there and you say, oh, I know that there's no way this could actually happen, but could it happen?
Could it happen? Like,
it's interesting you mentioned about being focused. Now, this does not apply to House of Cards. It's another movie that I will talk about in either this show or another show. But I will tell you that last night, you know, Carla does not like watching films, and I had the two college kids that were watching this movie. It was a pay-per-view movie, which I'd like to talk about. And I said to Carla, I said, do you want to watch the movie? She's like, yeah. And she's like out in the kitchen, and I said, I'll be in a second.
Worst.
She said, go start it without me, and just I'll come in and join you. And so we start
Shannon
to watch the
that.
Movie, and the
Boo.
Movie's very quiet, and then so you hear this.
Kitchen noises.
Building a house in there. There goes the roof.
And then I finally pause the movie. I pause the movie,
right.
And I'm just sitting there. And my daughter looks over at me and says, Dad. Because Catherine immediately picks up on my negative energy.
Sure.
And
yeah.
So she's like, Dad. I'm like,
the jeans.
Just, and I'm sitting
jean
there. And
about to rip.
I'm having a little bit.
That is not okay.
That is not okay.
I'm sorry.
Behave yourself.
Sorry.
I begin to mildly fume because I'm sitting there, and I quietly pause the movie.
Right.
And I look over at Catherine. I said, just waiting to hear some dialogue.
Oh, boy.
And Catherine says, Dad, it's just a movie.
Oh.
And, you know, and so, yeah, and so there it is. Yeah.
Mike.
Oh, my God. Dialogue.
Sucks.
Hey, what did Anna do? Did she curl up in a little ball? Cover her ears?
Why don't you just calm your ass down, please?
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
Just calm down. No,
so,
the fact
meanwhile,
is,
you're simmering like Bruce Banner.
And so she comes
original
from around.
Music. I can't believe it happened.
I have everything.
I want to watch the goddamn movie.
Yeah.
And
you're taking the trip to Ferrignoville.
Comes out. He said, I just would like to hear some dialogue. And Carla says, now, I'm going to go in the other room and watch Dateline. So that was all there was to it.
Wow.
So she walked
man.
Away. And then Catherine said, Dad, it's just a movie. Don't worry. And I turned the movie back on, and Catherine goes into her phone. And I suddenly realized, is it a male-female thing?
Yes.
Don't we totally immerse ourselves in
if it's worth
something
it.
We're watching?
If
we,
it's
we
worth
do.
It. But it
women don't do that.
No, and it's Mike. It is multicultural. It crosses state lines. At that exact moment, Carrie was playing solitaire on her laptop.
Yeah.
Carrie, who
yeah,
has because... never picked up a deck of cards in her life,
I'll try this
play
now.
Solitaire on her.
What's this little button here?
She says, 47 moves. I said, television.
What were you watching?
Yeah. If we're going to sit down, I will be talking about the movie Fox Chase. Or Fox.
Oh, the Steve Carell movie.
The Steve Carell movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that it was just I thought about that for a second. I said, that is the difference.
Yep.
And it's like sporting events. We can sit down. You can have a room of 11 guys.
I'm going to excuse
you can
myself
sit down
from
in
this
front
part.
Of a movie, mm-hmm. and we're going to shut up.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk during it. And women, I went to a movie in the theater like 2 months ago, and there was a coffee klatch that came in, and they were sitting in the row in front of us, and I knew that it was going to be nonstop.
Sure.
And it was through all the opening credits, and they finally settled down, and that was thank God. I didn't know if
thank
it was going to last. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank
but
God
it also, it speaks, I think in the theater, it speaks to the motion picture. If it is truly an engaging film.
Just call it
film,
a movie, for God's sakes.
Okay. It speaks to Oscar being a jerk.
The motion picture.
It speaks to the movie. If you it is get something immersed, that is dialogue
Oscar, you get
heavy,
immersed in a movie or a
yes,
TV show.
Yes. And, I,
get
and totally Shannon tries immersed, to ruin it all the time.
Does she,
all
is she
the
a
time,
questioner?
She asks questions. She talks about the plot while we're watching it. And I said, look, just enjoy the ride. She will look. For the she will actually when she'll get so wrapped up in like wanting to know what happens, she will go online and figure out what's gonna happen.
Oh God.
Yes.
And she that, goes to IMDb and finds errors and trivia. And
the said, only time we don't do watching? That in the O'Mara household we is our HOBH. That's the only time that the talking is part of the whole drill. So we will do that.
Well, The Real Housewife, I think that's meant to be a conversation show, right?
Yeah, well, we pause.
Mike,
we'll sit there
it's a conversation starter. Yeah. Water
like for example, you know, you'll have 10 minutes of show, and I pause it, and I'll say, you know, she truly is effed up. She really
is. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
I agree. Well, and then we'll start it again. We pause that probably 30 times during a show.
This
we'll
would be
it,
a special on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, like a watch-along.
Like
you Mystery Science
Carla,
Theater,
yes.
Mike O'Mara. But can't you get the talking done during the commercials? God knows there's
no,
enough commercials
no, because
on
we
that show.
Never, I never watch, I don't watch anything on Bravo with commercials. There is no way I'm going to let Andy Cohen's network put 700 minutes of commercials with 1 minute of content. I am not going to do that.
Well, then you
I
can watch Real Housewives in 10 minutes then.
Well, the
it's
thing
all
about
commercials.
They do one thing in RHOVH.
Yeah.
They do one thing there where they take a
Rehoboam.
I think it's a 30-second snippet.
Yeah.
And they feign coming back to the show.
Yeah, it's a teaser.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they do the teaser and then it's back to commercials again. And you know, it's so clever. It still fools me every time, but I just fast forward through it.
With your remote. You say, wait, what's it gonna be? This is about and it's nothing. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I have to ask you, and hold off on going to break.
Okay,
here
you bet.
I want to. Well, let me. I'll do that. I got an. I don't know if it was a nasty email or whether it was just curious.
Okay.
I'll let you be the judge, but it concerns the Housewives shows on Bravo.
Okay.
And somebody who I felt a little challenged. This has a racial component to it, I believe.
Hmm.
You be the judge. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Make no mistake, spring is right around the corner. Hell, it's here. Yeah. I consider March in Florida to be springtime, and it's also a big time out in Las Vegas. And springtime is the best time to visit Vegas and get the best deals. And where do you get those deals? I will tell you where. You go to Vegas.com.
Yep.
Whether it's spring break, March Madness, NASCAR, the hottest clubs. They know how to do it at Vegas.com. And everybody loves a getaway in the spring. Great place to go. Vegas is the place to be. Everyone at Vegas.com, they live there.
Yeah,
they know the deals.
They know it, baby. Baby.
That's right. They party in Vegas. They work in Vegas. They know the people that set the deals. That's very important. And the moment prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Vegas.com will save you money on all the hot headliner shows, tours, attractions, VIP bottle service at the top clubs. You will get the lowest rate on your hotel. Let me tell you how they do this. If your hotel rate drops after you book it, they will tell you so you can rebook it yourself, and then Vegas.com will refund the difference.
You can't
so
miss.
You never have to worry about getting the lowest rate at Vegas.com. You've got the best price guarantee even after you've paid. I want you to go to Vegas.com right now. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and enter the code TMOS to receive an extra 10% off everything but air hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Click on the microphone and get your bonus savings by using my secret code TMOS. You can book today, and then please, when you get out there, you know, I don't know the whole thing, what stays in Vegas, all
that
stuff, but, you know, try to behave yourself better than we did. We didn't behave ourselves that well out in Vegas. But
we had a lot
Vegas.
Of fun.
Com.
No, but we
and
always
Tom,
knew where we could find you.
And Tom Engel.
Tom Engel.
All right, bear with me. I'm going to bring this up on Facebook because I need you to offer your insight.
So this was a Facebook post or a personal direct message?
This was a personal direct message to me.
All right.
And it at least the screenshot that I saw of this particular individual, this is a appears to be an African-American gentleman.
Okay.
And the name is, I will just give his first name. It is Daryl.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, you know, I'm not sure what to make of this, but it was
I'll
very,
find
very
him as well.
Yeah, his name is all right. Daryl writes to me. I have listened to you again and again. I've listened to you talk about the how much fun you have watching The Housewives of Beverly Hills. But when it comes to the Atlanta show, you don't even acknowledge it. Both shows.
I'm sorry.
Both shows are filled with fun and drama. So why one and not the other? Now, I instantaneously wanted to write back something being a comedian.
Sure.
And it would be very controversial, but I did not do that because I believe that. Look at Rofo. Look at Rofo beginning to unhinge his jaw.
You're in his wheelhouse.
It is so nice.
Because Rofo has already written the joke.
Finally!
And Rofo has written the joke. But I mean, I wouldn't mean it.
He brings the Manassas to the show, doesn't he?
I wouldn't mean it. So I didn't write that back, but I mean, I don't watch any of the other. I don't Real Housewives of Orange County or any of them.
I know this. You said that when they started to do the spinoffs of the other cities, you tried to like all of them because you like the vehicle. But if you don't like
Atlanta
the show, you don't like
stinks.
The show.
I'll tell you, Daryl, it's not a good show. I watched all of them. You know the top seeds are? The Orange County, before all those chicks went super crazy, okay, crazy was fine.
Yeah.
And then they fell off. Real.
Let's go to our reality television and expert. And compulsive watcher Oscar.
Miami was all right. They had some hot ass on that show, but it really didn't hold up.
Well, that guy had hot ass.
New Jersey with all the mob situations. Now that guy's in jail and she's going to jail. That's kind of cool.
Different
Atlanta, player, yeah. Not so much. Really didn't do it. It's nothing racial. I love the blacks. I'm not.
Well, do you
now?
Now that's
nothing
my,
to
that,
do
that,
with
wait,
that.
Now hold on a second. That gets to my question here. So you,
well,
you
making
believe
it racial.
That, do you believe it was racial? Up. That I mean, the guy happens to you know he's the picture I'm looking at is of a black gentleman, and
I don't think
you know,
it's racial, Mike. I actually found this post, and he's big. He's big into the peach industry, and
he works for the Coca-Cola bottling
company. Yeah, he works for Big Peach, Mike.
Atlanta is just not the same. And if you look at the ratings, the crown jewel of all of these franchises, right, is Beverly Hills.
That's
you know
the
why?
Mountain from well, which the water flows.
If
yeah.
there were any racial undertones to this particular message, I was so very, very tempted to go for a comedy line right away and send it back because they're all black. And I was gonna, and I said, if
they're
I
not.
Wrote that to well, him, he would not like that joke,
season I watched.
And he would probably not accept it as a joke. And so I didn't write that, but I thought
what
it might
if
have
you
been
wrote,
quite a chuckle.
Here comes a joke, colon. And then you type it.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe.
Mike,
I don't know.
You shouldn't have to defend yourself, and it's sad that you didn't have to look at it that way. It just
here's
isn't
the let me
the
get it to you verbatim
product.
One more time. I've listened to you talk about how much fun you have watching The Housewives of Beverly Hills, but when it comes to the Atlanta show, you don't even acknowledge it. Both shows are filled with fun, drama, so why one and not the other?
Ah.
Maybe he wants you to just
now,
have
are
more
we
fun.
Being, are we being racist by assuming that that has a racial component?
No,
to
it does. You're not being. It's not a leap to think that the guy is goading you. He wants you to write the N word, and that's it. And that's it.
Is that really what he wants?
Do you think
that's
he,
what he wants?
Do,
yeah.
Now he's on my friends list. Do you think he's trolling me?
I look.
They don't usually troll you.
Or he's just like
a
big advocate for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. It gets ratings. Is it fun? Yes. Is it as much fun as watching those kooks on the Beverly Hills? No. Because it's a.
I probably would think he has more credibility if his cover page didn't say Barbie really squirts.
Mike.
I really would be, you know.
Hmm.
That's,
well, that's not me. My tracks.
I'm sure that you mean like for house cleaning and stuff. She has her Windex and
all
she
I know
gets
is
it done.
I'm looking at his cover page. That's all I'm doing right now.
Do you think it's Barbie the doll?
He's one of your friends, Rob. We haven't.
Yeah,
of course,
Rob.
You,
how
you know,
dare
Rob,
you?
Well, then,
shocker.
Then I can totally explain everything.
Now, by the way,
I'm
every mutual friend I have is Rob's. Every single one.
Oh,
month,
yeah.
So that's
he's
it.
Like the Ellis Island of friends.
And
on
he's
Facebook.
Also a mutual friend of your father's, too, Robert W. Spiewak.
Really? Well, let's he call my the, dad and get to the bottom
Mike,
of this.
HBS pinup.
There's no reason to feel guilty. This man is advocating for a show that, yes, it gets
well,
ratings.
I don't feel guilty.
But
I don't feel guilty.
It's your white guilt. I respect that.
No, I don't have any. I don't have any white guilt at all. I watch my show. I watch one reality show a week, and that's it. And,
and you
boy,
don't
we
care
look
for
forward
it.
To it.
And you love it.
Have
but
you
tried the others. You tried. You don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
I
what?
But I mean, I don't have enough time
Jersey,
to do two of those shows. They're exhausting.
Jersey was okay because of all the drama, right?
Exhausting.
But I'll say.
I just don't have it.
DC sucked. It was horrible. We all agree on that, right? Beverly Hills, there's something about it.
I know what it
is. Sheer.
I can tell you what it is.
Level
what it
of
is,
wealth.
It's their wealth.
Yes.
It's their wealth. They live in a completely different world. The other shows don't have as many private jets. They don't have any incredible vacations like they do with R-H-O-A-O-V.
Every time you say that, I think of Rehoboth Beach.
Have you been practicing that? Because most of the times it's gone really well.
Well, you know, thanks so much. I did practice it. I did. Do you watch any of the Housewives shows?
I watch the Beverly Hills show occasionally, and I also watch Vanderpump Rules occasionally.
Yeah, but that's like the Joey to Friends. It's not as good.
Oh, yes. It's pretty sick to me.
Joey, it's the Sanford Arms.
Yeah.
You know, when I try to be highbrow and say that I like certain things that are quality, it's really frustrating that I know Brandy Glanville, Kim and Kyle Richards, Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes.
Lisa Rinna. And Eileen Davidson.
Mike, if you really want to see wealth like on a different level.
I know what I'll do. I'll get in the car and drive down to Naples, Florida.
You have to go. Kelsey Grammer's wife. It was Camille, right?
Yeah. She had IBS.
If you go back to the original seasons when Camille Grammer's on there, right? You see the wealth that she has out of the 12 houses that they film her in. Because Kelsey Grammer made so much Frasier money on top of all the money he had before.
From Cheers.
That wealth is so over the top. When they go and eat at her home, it's on the side of a cliff. But then the next day, it's on the beach. And then the next, it's just phenomenal.
It's what we like to, Mike, it's like what we like to call is hot tub crane money is what she has.
Do you know what I'd like to do? You know what? I'll do it on tomorrow's show.
What's that?
I will do this on tomorrow's show. This is a funny segment. We will do a new segment because I get all the ad circulars coming to the mailbox here. And Carla and I, when we first moved down here, we subscribed to all the glossy magazines for the area, Gulf Shore, Naples, all just to know what was going on.
Gulf Digest.
I will give you the Mike O'Mara Show bargain of the day.
Oh, please.
Oh, that's great.
I will give you the Mike. And you, I swear to God.
Are
I
you
will
perhaps
read...
pictured in the wrong demographic for the sales circulars?
Oh, absolutely. Not even close. The real estate market in Naples, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, is, I think it's beyond even Beverly Hills. I truly do.
I looked 2 days ago because the snow was, I think it was an ice storm we had. And I said, F this. I'm going to move closer to Mike.
Yep.
And I looked on Redfin and I said, there's no way I'm living in the armpit of Florida. So I have to live in Naples or somewhere nicer. And then I went there and I said, I can't afford to live in Naples because everything's $1 zillion.
That's right. Well, instead he just spent $12 on a snow shovel and said, things will stay the same.
Back to the grind.
If you ever get serious about it, I can find you the bargains. But I will tell you, the bargains do not exist in this world. I've said this for years. There is a different reality like you would not believe. And I will spotlight that. I can do it on a weekly basis. There are hundreds of places, and I think you'll enjoy the. And I'll give a nice little description.
Why is Naples so, I guess, attractive? Because unless you have a boat, you're just staring at the water, right?
I think it's attractive because people with that kind of money are like any other group. They like to travel in packs.
Okay.
They like to be around like-minded people, and they like to be around the other glitterati. And a lot of it is hard to pick out because, these magazines all have their little party. You know when they show the parties like the Vanity Fair party for the Oscars? Yes. They all have their little social events.
It's like the Washingtonian here. Mm-hmm.
And I watch these things and you will see just amazing combinations of people and you'll see people that you never know. But a lot of these people just have scary, ridiculous money.
Or twice a year, a listener will send me a copy of a magazine called The Rob Report.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Rob with two B's and it's funny, right?
Exactly. But I've seen it for years.
In the back
Mike
of it.
Used to take the Rob Report.
Yes, he did. But it was
subscribed to it.
It was mine though. It was just me calling him and telling him what's going on. But
it was
a
mimeograph sheet that he would send to my house.
I had to crank it. He'd say, "I love the smell of fresh dittos." So, but in the back of the Rob Report, it is insulting that there is classifieds for used jets. Yeah. Do you need a jet? Well, here's 10 or 15 that are, you know, when you take them off the lot, they lose some value. So you can catch a deal on a jet. But you realize that people do exist in a different world.
Well,
it's
and also,
I think it's fun to see that, though.
I read a lot about it. Down here. There are elderly people down here.
What?
That are in Naples, which that incredible zip code. Don't be fooled.
Right.
It's a big town. And the fact is, there are people that are not, able to pay their electric
taxes
bill, that are down here. It's
property
nuts.
Taxes. And imagine
they talk about the forgotten people that moved down that wanted to be down here, and it's the whole 1%.
Is Fort Myers like the Manassas of Florida?
No, I would say I don't want to slam anybody's
hometown. How about this?
Hometown.
Herndon. Is it the Herndon of Florida?
Cape Coral is like the Manassas of of Southwest Florida. That's terrible.
I love it.
That's so terrible.
What are you in? Give us a parallel.
No, you know,
Fairfax like Fort Myers then?
Fairfax.
Oakton?
No, I mean, I think Fort Myers would be
kind
of like Arlington.
Oh, really?
So it had a wonderful past, and it's now an up-and-comer?
And I think that Cape Coral might be Manassas.
Okay.
I think San Carlos Park might be Woodbridge.
Oh, not shocking.
And
this is so great.
Estero, Florida might be Fairfax Station.
Oh, Fairfax Station. Yeah. Very nice.
But it's really
shopping.
Different. There is tremendous socioeconomic diversity. What, Rob? What?
I'm sorry. You were talking about the people. When you talk about the diversity, the people that relocate to like Naples and can't pay their electric bill, aren't there built-in tax benefits in Florida, or is that just when you're older? Is there also property tax benefits, or do they get you there too?
Look, I always say everybody is two major tragedies away from living in a refrigerator box.
Sure.
And people come down here, and a spouse dies, and somebody gets sick, and we still have to be mindful of those of us in our society that need the help. And
Mike,
stuns me. That's why we'll have the bargain of the day on tomorrow.
Meth has no boundaries.
That's true.
They don't know zip codes.
It's not meth. It's not meth.
Meth is
these
everybody's
people,
godmother.
These people get skin cancer and something horrible happens, and that's the way it goes with that. But no, it's just there is a subset of people down here, and I look in these magazines, and when the recession hit, it came down to earth a little bit, but not a lot. It is all the way back. It is all the way
back
with the 1% like you would not believe. And you would also not believe the amount of space you get for the dollar, which in certain areas. You can go outside of that, and you can find yourself a bargain down there.
San Carlos, let me tell you.
Yeah, the land boom.
That's probably where I'd recommend you look up.
I appreciate
that.
Thank
Mike, your based neighborhood, on the name. Yeah. Your neighborhood has a lot of turnover, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Right?
Rob's making the dead sign on his eyes.
Well, I mean, people can't live forever.
Here in the area, I see a lot of coming soons for real estate offerings, right?
Sure.
They have coming soons year round because you never know.
That's right.
You never know. You never know. Yeah. You might hear a siren and think, oh, there's a terrible accident somewhere. I hear a siren and say, real estate opportunity.
I remember when we were down there, I saw a lot of coming soon signs, but they were all in cemeteries.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Bada bing.
And what a horrible segue this is. But speaking of death, we talked yesterday a little bit right before the news about Timi Obibene, the Nigerian nightmare, and our good guy. Timi is a guy that was behind the scenes, and Rob hit me to the fact that there's a WJFK alumni Facebook page, mm-hmm. and I hopped on there and said some nice things about Timi, and I realized everybody should strive to live a life like that guy. This is not a famous person. We put him on the Don and Mike show a little bit, but that's not how he was known. Timi was known by the esteem that anybody that came in contact with him had for him. And I just look at a guy like Timi, and you want to know how to live a life. You live a life like Timi Obibene, and you're going to go out the way Timi is going out. And it's just so inspiring to read how many people were touched by Timi Obibene, a guy that worked in the accounting department at WJFK, but was so kind and so full of life and so full of joy that everybody, the guys that are working there now, all the way to the guys that worked there when I started, 20 years ago at WJFK, it really is special to live a life like that. And I'm just so proud of Timmy. And I hope that Timmy in some way has a consciousness of how many wonderful things people are saying.
Yeah, I took really away great. Two things when I was informed of his passing is that, first of all, and you need to be reminded of it every now and then, is the fragility of life. This was so unexpected and so sudden. And you really need to make every moment count. And it also made me think, maybe I should try a little bit harder to be remembered the way he is being remembered, because he is really
too
just
late.
A ray of can't fix it.
No. Well, no, you're a kind soul.
You're
a kind soul, and
you're
non-confrontational.
Guy.
But
yeah,
Timmy had things like there was something about Timmy where you direct your kindness towards people that you want to direct your kindness. Timmy did it to everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Timmy didn't discriminate against
anybody.
Didn't
matter what you were, what you did. You didn't have to be on the air. You didn't have to be in the traffic department. You didn't have to be a new sales guy.
Yeah.
He was just effing genuine.
Yeah.
Rob, your treatment of interns alone is going to get you off that list.
That's true. You know? Well, there will be some, I feel, some nice things said when I pass. But also, there will be
some. I'll say some nice things about you.
Of course we will.
There will be some cheering.
I'll say, because he's going to go before you.
That's right. So please,
oh man, that's really not funny.
Prepare something. But no, but it really is. It's heartwarming. And when you see how fast so many people, it really read like a who's who.
Does it make you think about your own mortality?
It does.
It does.
Absolutely.
Are you going to do anything about your
not
death?
A
Let
thing.
Me tell you. Oh, you go on the WJFK alumni website, it makes you think about your own mortality, because I swear to God, I'm looking at guys that were in their 20s when I was working there, and I was in my 30s. They all look old now.
Yeah.
They look like members of the Harley Owners Group. That's what the WJFK
You've held
alumni
held up good.
Said.
Look at you.
I've held up pretty well.
Yeah, right?
Outside of the white beard, I was very happy with
it. Yeah, like, big win up. For Mike. Let's get back to Timmy.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony.
Hey, I'm Gary.
On the current episode of the Tony and Gary Show, Angela Stribling, host of Pillow Talk, is here to talk to us about relationships.
I was in a situation where I was dating this guy, everything was kind of going great, and then all of a sudden, he says, do you mind if I spank you?
Oh.
And he wanted to tie me up.
Oh.
His bag of tricks, I guess, were a lot bigger and more exciting
than you expected.
Than anything I had ever thought about trying.
Right.
However, I think that stuff can be fun and it can be exciting. You know, I did mention the spanking. You learn how to do it. You start off spanking, maybe with your hand. You can get these paddles.
Can you use a rake?
And you... What a rake.
No?
But there's so many different things that you can research. And you might surprise yourself.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Rofo, you were there, right?
Oh, yeah.
She in the studio?
Oh, yeah. She's looking hot.
Mm. Oh, really? Oh, yes. Did she look hot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen a picture of her?
No, she
no.
is.
Oh, she
no.
is phenomenal.
Yeah. And, Mike, what you need to do is...
Phenomenal.
The whole episode is great, but if you can only spare 10 minutes... Find the part where she and Rob Ford role play because Rob is having trouble closing the deal. It really, it's like a sex film from the 50s.
Wow. Well, she has that kind of voice like that.
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought maybe she was like 6'8". But anyway,
no.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, you,
what?
Grab a mirror. Look at yourself. Such a pretty face. You're beautiful. And you look even better when you smile. Plus, they say laughter is the best medicine. So why not make yourself look better and feel better? The best way to do it is to subscribe to the 2015 Bonus Show Package. Subscribe for a full year and you'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content. On-demand video access to every bonus show. Access to the entire bonus show anthology. And... over a 25% savings. And that's a great way to support your favorite podcast. All the deets are waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Check it out today, ladies and gentlemen. You will enjoy our bonus shows because we talk dirty and we say things we would never say on the regular
True.
Show because you're special.
News!
Boo!
Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. No. Bruce Jenner may not be ready to take his femininity all the way. In Touch magazine says he already did his interview with Diane Sawyer, and he's told her he's keeping his male equipment for now.
just like Diane Sawyer did.
He will live his life as a woman, and he says his breasts have already grown to a B cup, and he's not stopping there. A source says, quote, he desperately wants to go bigger and plans to get actual implants soon. Also, Bruce is still attracted to women, but sex isn't that important to him anymore. The interview will air sometime this summer on ABC.
How old is Bruce Jenner
now? Bad.
He's in his 60s, I believe.
Yeah.
Is he not?
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, how about that? The nominees for the MTV Movie Awards were announced yesterday, and Guardians of the Galaxy, The Fault in Our Stars, and Neighbors lead the pack with 7 nominations.
Wow. Oscar, now is the time to say motion pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is cinema.
This is great. This is far from the Oscars, so it's not surprising that Birdman wasn't even nominated for Movie of the Year, and Eddie Redmayne and Julianne Moore didn't score nominations for Best Actor and Actress, but some Oscar favorites did get some love. Selma, Whiplash, Boyhood, and American Sniper are up for Movie of the Year, along with Guardians of the Galaxy, The Fault in Our Stars, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1. How did that, wasn't that a crappy, that was a terrible reviews for Mockingjay.
Yeah, but, so much money.
It's kids.
Yeah.
Gone Girl, that also. The kids want it.
You know, Julia can be she can have a rather pointed sense of humor, and that Fault in Our Stars movie, one of her best friends, Bella, saw it like 5 times in the theater for Christmas. Julia gave her the DVD and a box of Kleenex because she cried every time.
I tried watching it because it's on cable, and I was like, this is not for men.
Well, no, there is an inherent problem with it, is that the woman and the man look too much alike. And they look like they
The couple?
Yeah, they look alike.
Yeah, they do look brother and sister. He's
They're
right.
They're too pretty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They look like brother and sister.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, the digital effects team on 50 Shades of Grey had to add pubic hair to Dakota Johnson. Did you know that?
Why would they ruin it?
Wow.
Learn something every day on the show.
The cinematographer
says, quote, we were protecting the actors. Jamie Dornan, had a cover over his thing.
Sure.
Dakota had kind of a patch that went over her area.
Yeah.
And right around her whole body.
It's like those big Band-Aids. Not the little ones, but if you got a big gash,
right,
that's what they put on the stars. Big ones.
Okay.
Wow, I'm just right now trying to figure out how we're going to bleep it.
I know. Because it's really, if there's any way you couldn't, please keep it in.
Yeah, I think we can because he's referring
to
a wound.
I'm talking about the Band-Aids.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Here's the quote. We were curious. We were in the curious situation in post-production of adding hair, he added. He added, quote, we did have a butt double for Dakota. I had the pleasure of casting a non-tattooed bottom.
That's so nice.
That's a weird quote. I don't understand.
You know, that's the first time they've had to do that since the movie Monsters, Inc.
With tickets to the upcoming Grateful Dead 50th anniversary reunion shows completely sold out and going for absurdly expensive prices. Didn't we? $15,000 or something like that.
Oh, you couldn't pay me to go to that show.
Some fans have been forced to take some desperate measures. Undoubtedly the most desperate, as well as the cleverest, grossest, and funniest, is in a warped sort of way, is the Craigslist ad from a seller known as Matt, who's purporting to offer a deceased dead frontman Jerry Garcia's severed finger in a jar in exchange for $5,000 that he can put towards reunion show tickets.
What's the seller's name?
Matt.
It's pony time! Get up!
Just a thought.
There you go. Here's the quote. It pains me to part with this one-of-a-kind collectible, but I believe Jerry would want me to see the last show. He writes, finger is preserved in brine solution and sealed in airtight bottle for long-term storage. Well, it's clearly a hoax. Everybody knows it's a hoax, but you got to hand it to the guy for some creativity.
So to speak.
Yes. Put a finger on it.
But, you know, Garcia was missing a finger, so maybe it's not a hoax. I mean, you can see it in the video. I remember from Touch of Grey.
No, I think they've already determined it's a...
Why was he missing a finger?
I think it was diabetes related.
Oh, all that ice cream.
Thank you, Rob. Only Rob. That is in his brain. That is in his brain somewhere. Incredible.
Well, the weird thing is, Mike, after years of clean living, it finally caught up to Jerry Garcia.
You know how the waitress always says, be careful, these are so hot, when she brings over your fajitas? Everybody's had fajitas
at a restaurant.
Sizzling
pan.
She's not lying. Hiram Jimenez of Trenton, New Jersey, went to an Applebee's back in March of 2010 and ordered steak fajitas.
What was his name?
Hyman. I'm Hiram.
Yeah.
Hiram Jimenez.
Yeah, it sounds like... No, never mind. I don't even want to say it.
Well, they were served sizzling hot in a skillet when the food arrived. Hiram and his brother decided to pray and bowed, and bowed their heads.
Oh, no. Hiram.
And bowed their heads. But Hiram dipped a little too low and burned his left eye and his
face. How would you burn your eye before your nose?
On the skillet. Then he jumped up and knocked the skillet into his lap, causing more burns. Fortunately, none of the burns left a scar, but he still sued Applebee's for negligence. His case has been bouncing around the courts ever since, but yesterday, an appeals court finally squashed it.
Yeah.
They ruled that the danger of the sizzling fajitas was self-evident, and it was Hiram's fault for putting his
face
too close to the fajitas.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
He was warned, yeah.
Yep. And now a little something-something. You know how dogs say, what's up, by sniffing each other's butts?
Sure.
We actually do the same thing, although unfortunately our version doesn't involve any crotch diving. A new study out of Israel found a lot of us smell our hands after a handshake.
I have never done that.
Pretty gross. We don't do it on purpose and don't even realize it's happening. But the researchers found that after a handshake, we really linger the next time our hand is up near our face. We keep it there for twice as long as we normally would.
I pure out.
So we can take in a nice big sniff. According to the study, quote, it's well known that germs can be passed through skin contact and handshakes, but we've known that potential chemical messages can be passed that way as well. So what are we hoping to see? Smell. It could be anything from whether the other person's pheromones are compatible with ours,
right,
to whether there's a hint they're carrying a disease. But here's a note just from me. If you shake hands with somebody and your hand smells like a sweet roll, apply Purell stat.
Thank you very much. You know what that makes me say, Mike? I say, put her there, Rob Ford.
Poor Rob Ford gets the joke. The double whammy joke. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right after this.
Hey, Rob, whatever happened with that Last Comic Standing audition?
I turned them down.
You also auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I got it, but it just didn't feel right for me, so I said no.
Well, what's happening with the regulars?
I'm pretty sure it's in development, maybe.
Well, I'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend.
Well, that's good. You headlining?
No, I'm just hanging out, seeing a show.
All right, we're successful. Rob and Joe Show. Listen, every week, robandjoeshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am holding up a Harry's razor.
Look at there.
Where's the H? Hold on.
There we go.
Big win.
Nice.
This is my razor. This is the one I use every day. And look at those beautiful blades.
Ah, look at that. Nice.
Look at that. Yes, sirree. Hi, Peachy Pie. Look at my razor. I'm showing it out the window.
Don't let him hold it.
These cost too much in most cases, okay? But not these Harry's razors.
No.
Because Harry's does not cost too much. They figured out a way to cut out the middleman and get you their razors and get them to you so they won't break the bank. Here's your solution. Here's Harry's. Started by two guys who have a genuine passion for creating a better shaving experience, Harry's puts nearly a century of shaving experience into every blade. And if you want to get these beauties right here, it doesn't cost a fortune. Once you experience the look, the weight, the feel, even the packaging, you will be a Harry's guy for life, as everybody on the show is. Just for our listeners, you can get $5 off your first purchase with our code TMOS. That means the starter set is only $10. We love that starter set. You'll get the razor, three blades, a bottle of shaving cream, all sent straight to your door with free shipping. And as always, your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Go to harrys.com right now, enter the code TMOS, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. That's right. The code is TMOS. You get a month's worth of shaving for just $10. HARRYS.com and TMOS. That's the code at checkout, and change the way you shave forever. Thank you, Harry.
Yay, Harry's. Woo!
Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, March 5, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
I've always wanted to go on Wheel of Fortune. I think it's a great game show, and I'm pretty good at it when I play it at home.
I'm not good at it at all.
But I'm afraid that I might make a stupid error. Mike, can you name the seven dwarves?
I probably could name a few of them.
Okay, I'm sure you could if they were in front of you on a puzzle board.
Yeah, I'd know. I'd remember. You know, but, it would jog my memory.
Remember, his name was Sneezy.
42. I would like to solve
the puzzle. Okay, carefully go ahead.
Dopey, Grumpy, Doc,
bashful, happy, sneaky, and sleepy.
I'm sorry.
Not Jordan, sneaky. It's your turn. Sneaky the dwarf. And you know what?
She's gonna have Smokey.
She's gonna have to live with that for the rest of her life, and it's so bad. I would be horrified to make an error like that on that show.
Now, social media and viral videos have made these game shows so much more popular
because
people are now, you know, getting those clips, especially Family Feud with Steve Harvey. I mean, there's one of those every day.
I love his show. Mike, you want to feel nice and young? Do you know how old the Karate Kid is?
Ralph Macchio?
Ralph Macchio is 53.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
That's right. When he was the Karate Kid, he wasn't a kid.
No, he was the Karate Man.
Right? I mean, no, he played a kid. He played a kid, but he was in his 20s.
Yeah,
right?
He was in, I think, his late 20s. He's doing a Broadway show now called Celebrity Autobiography. You know what? Calling it a Broadway show might be a misstep. He's doing a show in New York City, and it's called A Celebrity Autobiography, where he and other people read with great passion passages from real celebrity autobiographies.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip from that show. I think this might be funny.
Knight Rider had made me famous. Baywatch had made me rich. But Broadway had always been my dream, and when I stepped out onto the sidewalk that night, I could see my name in lights over Times Square, David Hasselhoff.
And it's just actual passages from celebrity autobiographies.
That's fantastic.
There's a special on Comedy Central this Sunday night called Night of Too Many Stars. And it's to benefit autism or fighting autism. And they've got a really great lineup. I was drawn to this clip because I still love Bob Barker. And this clip that they released, it's Bob Barker sitting in a hotel. In a hospital bed. Bob Barker from The Price is Right is sitting in a hospital bed with Adam Sandler, and they start talking to the camera. Check this out. Remember, they last appeared together in 1996 in Happy Gilmore. That's nearly 20 years ago.
Great fistfight.
If I had known that I had to toss your salad to be in another one, I would have. But Rob Schneider didn't send me the memo.
You know what? I think Price is Right is on now. We could watch that. Love the host. He's just so funny and not crotchety and angry. And
you know what else is great about him?
Tell me.
He's worked 25 years and never had to do the lobbity-doo, waka-waka-woo voice. You know, like a desperate idiot.
And that starts a fight that makes the fight in Happy Gilmore look like Tinker Toys. If nothing else, and of course, it's
back to that.
It's
that's
a great, great cause, and it's worth watching the special just for that's a 5-minute clip they do. Great fight scene. And I love that Bob Barker's still working. I think it's great.
God bless him. One of the greatest guys. So lucky in my career that I got a chance to interview Bob Barker. And really a very, very classy guy.
Did you see the picture on the internet last week of Tom Hanks on the subway, and he was doing what they call the guy spread, where he was taking up two subway seats? And a lot of people was giving him grief. He said, you know, you think you're so great. You can't take up two seats on the subway. You get one seat on a subway. Here's Tom Hanks addressing the internet.
I don't want to say, hey, internet, that subway car was half empty. I'm not a guy who's going to take up space. There were like 14 seats that were free. So all I was relaxing on the train ride uptown. So, hey, internet, back off.
Hey, internet.
I love, you know, because he is a relatively hip guy, but just to say, hey, internet.
Back off.
Back off, internet. Oscar, you were a big Seinfeld fan,
I was.
We lost this week Daniel Von Bargen, who played stupid Mr. Kruger.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just play a clip of him so you know who he is.
This is fun.
Seinfeld, I mean, even the smaller characters in many times were funnier than the main characters.
They were the mainstays.
Yeah.
You could quote half of the of their lines.
So here he is. I think it was Kruger International Leveling. Wasn't that his company?
According to our latest quarterly thing, Kruger Industrial Smoothing is heading into the red or the black or whatever the bad one is.
Don't you even care? This is your company. It's your name on the outside of the building. Speaking of which, the R fell off and all it says now is K. Uger.
K. Uger, that sounds like one of those old-time car horns, huh? K. Uger! K. Uger!
He had a tough go of it towards the end of his life, but he brought us a lot
of
laughs.
Only 64, too young.
Way too young, way too young. And Mike, this I thought was funny. Seth Meyers last night, his closing joke, he actually brought out the writer to do it because it is International Women's Day.
Sunday, this coming Sunday is International Women's Day, and I think this joke might be better if I let the writer who wrote it tell the joke. So, Michelle, you want to come on out?
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle Wolf is her name.
Sunday is International Women's Day. To celebrate, eat out.
That is your magic audio ball. Be safe. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Nice.
Good. That's terrific. Well done. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com on tomorrow's show when we have Bargain Real Estate Corner.
Bargain!
Make sure you come to the show tomorrow with your pen and paper to write down these incredible bargains. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or a package, send it to Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177 to get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag. Email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Please tell a friend, especially somebody who used to listen to the show.
Right.
Let them know where we are. People still don't know that we're here on the internet for you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.